So instead of an open discussion, I will just present something that was presented in the last Eurographic. It's an ongoing project about the multimodality experiment we are going to do. It's in the frame of the Fiat Lux project. It involves a lot of partners. And this project is about the fusion of scientific imaging for the study and the follow-up of the wall painting and complex paintings. The modality. There is a lot of work nowadays about the modality, but what we are trying to do is not to see the modality just in one aspect. We would like to see the modality in its globality. And by this I mean that we need to look for the multi-sensor registration and at the same time trying to deal with the multi-scale in a multi-scale approach in order to be able to register different kind of information or techniques from a macro scale to micro scale. There was also an important part for the follow-up by integrating the multi-temporal approach, and also there is also we don't want to be stopped just at the visible band, but going into a multi-spectral aspect, and so all of this at the same time. So here you can see you have an overview of all the techniques that we can apply. This is just for the wall painting studies, but maybe if we are looking at another object, maybe there is a lot of techniques that could be interesting to try to register. So actually, for what we are doing right now, there is no problem to integrate this kind of data, as long as they are photographic based. So as long as you are using, quite classic photographic sensor, it's quite straightforward to integrate it in the photogrammetric process. After that, there is different kind of techniques, which are using slightly different sensing technologies, such as the infrared thermography or the hyperspectral camera. And in this case, it's a little bit tricky, just because it's not the same requirement. And so we are still working on it. And there is also an interesting part dealing with all the reflectance system that they are photographic based, but it's not that easy to register directly inside a photographic pipeline. Our approach, I mean, the assumption we made is that, okay, if we are dealing with images, maybe it's possible to have some kind of automatic registration, because a photo or an image, maybe it's possible to treat it the same way. And so that's why we are using all the powerful aspect of Micmac, because it's really open, and actually we just need to tweak or to trick Micmac just in order to make him understand that, okay, it could be possible to adapt a classic photogrammetric pipeline just in order to gather heterogeneous data. After that, the other assumption we made is that if we want to integrate like a lot of data, we need to start from a very, very good first survey, an initial survey. And so that's maybe the limit of our approach, is that at first we need a very controlled data acquisition with a very high overlap and a very good quality. After that, we are working on several kind of data acquisition process, because we were trying to do some stuff just using the different kind of data, heterogeneous, taken from different partners and technique, and trying to register it. And it was not really effective, so we decided to go all together in a place and see all the common requirements for each technique, and try to find the correct protocol to help the data registration at first during the acquisition phase. So here's just one case study, and I've been working just on this small blue area. And even from this, like, it's a lot of data. And basically, as you can see, we needed, we tried different kind of system, using different kind of sensor, different kind of approach, etc. And after, all the process is a kind of incremental. So we were talking this morning about the need of the creating an incremental process, just to add different kind of acquisition, and we have been working on this pipeline and to make it quite automatic. So we can see that we can start with a first survey, and then we can add another one. And so here you can see all the different blocks that have been merged together, and even some RTI position using a dome that we made, because it was more convenient to create this with a dome than with the manual technique. And actually, it was working quite well to merge these RTI pictures, because it's just a photographic base, and we were also able to merge the normal map created by the RTI and to orient the normal map inside the photographic model. So at the end, we end up with this quite complex data set. With different kind of sensor, different kind of density, different kind of temporal aspect, and also several spectral variations, as you can see here. And so, as I was saying, like, we just were trying to do this just using a common photographic photogrammetric pipeline, just with some adaptation to make it iterative and incremental. And so we just created, it's not an algorithm, but it's a script. And at any each time you are adding new picture, it's renewing it and integrating your data progressively. But there is still some limitation, because when you want to gather all different kind of data, at some point you have you can have a big deviation in between, like one spectral density from the visible, from the UV, like it's totally different. And so for the matching, the image matching, it's quite complicated. And so you have some bad tie points. And if you added on top of that another kind of temporal state where the painting have been restored, you are adding more uncertainties. And so at some point we needed to stop the process because it was not possible, and we were going to something that was not accurate enough. And so for this, we decided to create a kind of hardware dedicated to wall paintings and to make direct, simultaneously, a multispectral photogrammetric data acquisition. So we created this this system. It's just a kind of XY table, but adapted for to vertical surfaces. And it's mounted on a traveling rail, and we just need to move, and there is a plate on this one that we can move up and down, and we can directly set different kind of camera. So we can use a visible camera, and after that an infrared camera, and we are shooting at the same time. And so it made all the registration process very easy, because all the data have been taken at the same time, in the same lighting condition, and with the same baseline and the same process. Some conclusion. For now, for everything that is photographic, it's possible, it's not that complicated, but we need to be aware of all the deviation between the step, and it has to be like very progressive. We cannot pass from a different time range, like if there is too much deviation in between two phase or two dimension, etc., the process failed. But is still working, and we still have some problem with different sensing technologies, such as the hyperspectral camera or the infrared thermography, because the sensor is different, the resolution is too low, and in an automatic way, it's not that easy. We are also working with Matteo Dele Piane on the fusion of photogrammetry and RTI. This is a first result that because at first we were trying this on planar acquisition, like on wall paintings, and the fusion of photogrammetry and RTI was quite okay. But when we tried on more complicated or more complex object, it was a failure. So we need to come back to the data acquisition step and to rethink it. And finally, we succeed to have this. So you have a 3D model, photogrammetric 3D model obtained with a third table, and all the little shots that you can see here are just some RTI position that are successfully aligned with the rest of the model. And after that, we are also kind of proud that we are also going really close to the matter, because we succeed to orient some picture using a microscope, in situ microscope called the Dinolite. So you can see that we are able to obtain a digital model at micron scales, and what you see here is it's the impact of ellipse that we are able to reconstruct in 3D using some kind of, it's a mix of all of this pipeline, and especially into the multi-scale approach that now we are able to locate in a large scene where the laser shot. And maybe we are trying, but now the problem is the scaling of this. We would like to know how the quantity of the matter that has been removed successfully. But it's still ongoing.